It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. The warming temperatures forecast for the Milwaukee area in the days ahead represent a welcome relief for many of us. But if they do happen, they'll also bring some challenges for getting around. Any snow that melts during the warmer days is likely to freeze as the temperature drops again at night. Fortunately for cities around the region, a major shipment of salt arrived last week at the port of Milwaukee. It was a difficult trip for the two Canadian ships that delivered it. They needed an escort from a Coast Guard ice cutter to make it through the Straits of Mackinac. Chris Gloninger is a meteorologist and reporter for WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee. He spent an 18-hour shift aboard the ice cutter as it assisted one of the ships when it got stuck on its return trip through the Straits. His story on the experience will air tonight, but he joined Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke first to share what the experience was like.
There's constant vibrating and loud noises, and for the crew that's been on there for 60 days straight, our 18-hour taste of it was obviously very short, but mentally, physically, and even emotionally draining by the end of the day. Very different from a normal day at Channel 12.
How big a ship is it?
It's a 240-foot icebreaker. It's the United States Coast Guard ship Mackinac. They have several breakers that do cut through the Mackinac Straits, but this is their largest vessel that they have and most state-of-the-art.
And where did you join up with them?
We caught the ship at St. Ignace. That's where there's a Coast Guard station. We got on board. In fact, the crew didn't even get off. It was the crew that was stationed at that base that actually tied the ship up. We hopped on, and the crew actually stayed on board the entire time. So that's where the voyage began. It was a 38-mile trip out to the freighter that was stuck and about a 40-mile journey back.
Well, and so talk about the mission of the ship you were on. I mean, it was assigned specifically to assist this particular ship that had gotten stuck in the ice.
Exactly. There are only two primary ports in Lake Michigan that stay open year-round. And Milwaukee, we have one of those ports. So a lot of the reason, a big part of the reasoning why they keep this open, the straits open, is so that we can get our shipments of salt. Now, a little bit of background. We are the port for a 90-mile radius for salt. So we go to almost the Fox Valley, almost out to Madison, south down to northern Illinois. That's the scope. So it's a vital passageway that they need to keep open for the safety on the roads. One of the shipments got stuck. They frequently get stuck in the Mackinac Straits, and it's their job to go and free that vessel and keep that strait open.
There's either irony or coincidence in this, that the ship is bringing salt so that cars don't get stuck on the roads, and here it was getting stuck in the very same kind of conditions, only out in the lakes.
Seeing a 750-foot freighter stuck, I mean, you have to think about the weight of this vessel stuck in 2 feet of ice and basically is helpless out there. It's an amazing sight to see. And you see the engine, you see the water being turned up, and it's just not going anywhere. So it really is you look like – I mean, it appears you're out in the Arctic Sea, not in Lake Michigan, first of all, and you see this giant freighter that is just sitting there and awaiting. And they refer to it as a mission, as their operation. To their duty is to open up that passageway.
Well, so how do they do it? I mean, you know, you can sort of imagine a Coast Guard, you know, ice cutter going through an area and cutting away ice. But when you have a ship that's actually stuck in this ice, how do you get close enough to make a difference?
There are 58 crew members on board. Each have their own job, but most of them are going to be on the bridge. The breaker gets within an arm's reach of the 750-foot freighter. So imagine seeing two large vessels, probably bigger than most of the vessels that come in and out of port here in Milwaukee, being within an arm's reach. And what they do is they chew up the ice around the perimeter of the freighter, spit it out, and kind of eject it away. And that frees the freighter. And once they get enough forward momentum, then they trail about a half a mile behind.
And they do that until they get to the point in the water. They open water, essentially.
They do. And obviously this year, with 75 to 80% of the Great Lakes covered by ice, that's a challenge. So it's a much harder job. And it's a job that they've had to start earlier this year, 2 weeks earlier, and they'll likely continue because there is a waiting list. I've talked with many municipalities in our area that say that they're out of salt. And they're in touch with this salt mine in Goderich, Canada, and they've been put on a waiting list. So now they're playing catch up. And there's a 3 week span that they're going to be producing salt in the mines before they open it back up. And this secondary opening is very rare.
These are municipalities that are out of salt even with this large delivery that did make it into port.
Exactly. And in fact, I spoke with one of the city managers out in the town of Waukesha, and he said every grain of salt is spoken for in those two 25,000-ton shipments.
You said this was a really intense 18 hours you spent out there draining. Was it scary?
It is scary because the captain, Michael DeVanzo, even said, even for us, we can get into big time danger when you're sitting there in ice and it can when the freighter was actually making entry into the port of Milwaukee, the hull was damaged severely. In fact, they actually had to do emergency repairs while it was here. So you're thinking about that. What if we're stuck out here? How long will it take us to get freed? Because this is the one boat that can actually get a massive freighter freed. They have other icebreakers, but we're on the one that's kind of the last resort and the machine that can actually get almost anything unstuck. So it's a thought that keeps going through your mind the entire time you're out there.
Well, right. This is kind of what we heard about down near the Antarctic where, you know, you had icebreakers that were freeing ships and then the icebreakers themselves were getting stuck.
Exactly. And I mean, you think, well, what can go wrong? But you're in a much similar situation to what they were down in Antarctica. You know, there's no land. I mean, the closest land is the Upper Peninsula, Lower Peninsula, Michigan. You're miles away. And it is scary. And, you know, there's so much ice coverage there that it seems like you're in the middle of some kind of Arctic climate.
Pretty cold on board, I'm guessing.
Cold is an understatement. And to say that this winter, considering I've been out in much of it covering the cold, that was the coldest I've been by far.
Well, what as you know, when you think about this this mission that you were on, what's going to be the enduring image for you when you think about it a year from now?
When I look back and it started, the day started off sunny, but when there was no contrast, when you couldn't decipher between the sky, the snow that was falling, the ice covering the lake, it was so disorienting. And I don't know how they're able, obviously with GPS and that technology, but as an amateur being out there, it's a little frightening. And I think that's an image that will always stay with me.
Did you talk to people involved with the freighter about what the experience of actually being stuck was like?
They were not comfortable being interviewed. Their parent company does not allow them to go on camera. But you could actually see. You were so close that you can see the visual reactions that they're having. And they look relieved. They look happy. They're hanging off the boat. And, you know, it's a Canadian ship, but they're happy that the United States Coast Guard is there to the rescue.
Well, Chris, it sounds like an amazing experience. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Chris Gloninger is a meteorologist and reporter for WISN 12 in Milwaukee. His story about his time spent aboard the Coast Guard ice cutter Mackinac will air tonight during Channel 12's 10 o'clock newscast. Well, just in time for Valentine's Day, our wine contributor has a guide on hosting a wine tasting at home. Stay tuned for that when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.